of truth in a world of deception. It's Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two of this live Sunday, November 3rd, 2024 transmission. Roger Stone is coming up here in just a few minutes with huge breaking news. Naomi Wolf as well. Chase Geyser will be here for another 3 hours tonight. And then tomorrow, 8 a.m., Harrison Smith, myself, 11 a.m., Owens, 3 to 6. Then I'm going to go live 8 to 10 p.m. with a big update tomorrow night. And then 24-hour coverage overnight, Tuesday, and then right through. Patrick Byrne, again, is a well-known CEO and journalist and also been doing clandestine operations for the U.S. That's all come out now. He has a new film, Them Within. His Skype was breaking up earlier, just finishing up statements on that. And then any other tidbits. So the film looks amazing. Them Within, I'm going to watch it. All the big honeypot news with the FBI and the Trump campaign breaking this week. Just final information here.
Okay. The real truth is I work for Brennan and Comey and Obama. And I'm never going to disclose this in my life. I worked for them. This coup started in Thanksgiving 2015. It's all laid out in this movie. I was part of it. It's not a theory. I was part of it. I've been trying to derail it since 2019. I didn't understand what I was in the middle of. The movie tells the whole story. Remember, patriots, stay peaceful. Always keep the moral high ground. Be a couple steps better than the other side. Okay? And we can beat this. At the end of the day, we're forcing them to use their whole card. And if we force them to use their whole card to rig it, it's something we can completely demonstrate in a court of law. And there's absolutely a way to do so in an Article 4 suit to the Supreme Court if we just find a brave attorney general.
Well, you just disclosed this. You just disclosed this. Roger Stone told me, it had to be 8 years ago or 7 years ago. He said, listen, Patrick Byrne is very smart. I think he's on the good guys team, but he's definitely working for the feds as a secret agent, probably for Obama. We were having a talk about you last night, and he's coming up, and we basically rehashed all of that. And here it is now. You just basically admitted it, but it's come out in the news you did that, you know, in the last few years. And here you are, a deep state operative, admittedly, and exposing them right now.
Ronald Reagan was the first president who gave me an assignment, Alex. I've been taking assignments from different branches of government since 1988, and it's all laid out in that movie and is laid out in the book. And Michael Flynn wrote the introduction to my book where he says, look, I'm a 3-star general of intelligence. I knew about Patrick Byrne. I knew about Patrick Byrne works for the government. So Ronald Reagan was the first, the first assignment I did was for Ronald Reagan. I've taken presidential taskings my entire life and taskings from different agencies of the government, always on the side of peace, always trying to do good things. I thought I was helping them pursue Hillary Clinton in an investigation. It turns out they were using me to bribe her. I bribed Hillary $18 million so that Obama could blackmail her. She lost in a fluke. And it all turned into this Russian collusion delusion. And I say this not as a theory. I say this is the guy they had bribed Hillary Clinton $18 million and shagging Maria Butina. So I'm right.
Well, let's be clear. You've gone further than any time before. But it was a couple of years ago. This came out in the news that you'd been a clandestine operative. So this is now. But you're just giving us more of the story.
And I worked directly for Obama. I worked directly through the period 2015-16, I was working directly for John Brennan and James Comey, who directly reporting to them.
And did they order you directly to target Roger Stone?
No. Most of my it was not. I didn't have anything to do with Roger. Most of my stuff is not domestic. Most of my career has not been domestic. It's been overseas. But taskings came in that I thought I was helping them on fighting crime regarding Hillary Clinton. And I'll tell you something. I don't think I've ever revealed this on your show.
Hold on. 60 seconds. Roger's coming up. Stay there. Do 60 seconds. We've got to join some stations. Finish your Patrick Byrne. Stay right there. 60 seconds. I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe. got one. I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of. It's a little scary. I have decided and am just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Roger Stone's coming in a few minutes. We're breaking massive news here tonight. Patrick Byrne is, of course, not just a guy that's run billion-dollar companies. He's been a famous journalist. He's been an operative for the CIA and the FBI, and that's come out a few years ago in the news. I mean, I knew that before from my folks. But he's here exposing that all now. He wasn't a bad guy in his view. I don't think he was either. He started working with Reagan. He was being used for things and learned it was really for other things. I had family that worked for Reagan as well, quite a few, and they said when Herbert Walker Bush got in, they all got double-crossed, heard similar type stories, so I can actually, you know, attest to some of the things he's saying here from what I've heard from family directly, how this stuff works. But Patrick, you were trying to finish something. You were going to say one more thing that was exclusive that you're breaking now, that this movie about you is coming out.
I've never explained this. This is acted out in the movie. When I got the assignment to bribe Hillary Clinton, I said, listen, I need a letter, something on paper. Most everything in my life has been on a handshake with Uncle Sam, but for this, I need a letter. And they said, the director says you can't be given a letter, but if you'll go to Washington, you can be shown a letter. And I said, so this is coming from Director Comey. And two federal agents leaned over and said, and I said, Director Comey and the president? And two federal agents leaned over and said, and I said, gentlemen, you can tell Director Comey and President Obama that a from them is good enough for me. Consider Hillary bribed. That was around Thanksgiving 2015. And January 14th, 2016, I got her in a room with the bag man from Azerbaijan, and he gave her an $18 million bribe. And when they told me to seduce her, Maria, again, it was all on behalf of, they said, the agent said, we are specifically going back to report on video conference to Comey and Brennan. This is all being done at the personal request of Barack Obama.
And that's a well-known internal fight between those groups. And it's clear, and this isn't even admitted in the press, Obama is running the Harris coup.
Yeah. In fact, not only is Kamala Harris, not only does my source inside say they're acting completely confident and they're saying, don't worry, it doesn't matter what the polls say, it doesn't matter what happens, we got away, we're going to win this 100%, that her internal transition team is already constructed. It's all Obama. It's all Obama staff. It's going to be the Obama's fourth threat. It's all the people around her for the transition. It's all Obamaites.
All right, Patrick Byrne, I'm going to watch the film, Enemy Within. That movie looks amazing. Thank you so much for joining us. Please pop back on with us during the election, or anytime there's new intel, text me or text the producer. Boom, get you back on the show. Thank you.
Call collect. Call collect.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right. Roger Stone is coming up here in just a few minutes. We're getting him on the line right now. Let me recap for the masses of people tuned in on radio stations, TV stations, cable stations, Real Alex Jones on X, InfoWars on X, and at AJN Live. At AJN Live. They shut this down. That's where you find me. At AJN Live. Be sure and follow that. That's critical. They're trying to shut us down on the 13th. I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on that. A lot of listeners hear me say that. They don't know about it. They go, what's he saying? They're going to shut him down. They just type in Alex Jones, InfoWars will be shut down November 13th. You'll get AP, Reuters, Bloomberg, everywhere, okay? I'm not going to spend time on me right now. I'm just saying, I'm like an X-Wing going up against the Death Star. If you don't support us and spread the word and buy products at thealexjonesstore.com, we will be shut down. I need your help. Thealexjonesstore.com. And I'm counting on you. I'm just going to move on and leave it there. Things are too critical. I need your help. Keep us in the fight. We're critical. You know that. Thank you. Respectfully. TheAlexJonesStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for great supplements. Now, Roger Stone's with us for the balance of the hour. Then Dr. Naomi Wolf is coming up. And so much more. Chase Geyser. But I want to explain something here. We're going to hit the latest shenanigans and how they're trying to not let the veterans' votes get in. And Roger's got that. And how they're leaving RFK Jr. on the ballot, even though he tried to get off to try to hurt Trump in key states, and all the chicanery going on. But the headline's out there, at Real Alex Jones, Trump is openly warning, and I played the video earlier. I'm going to play it in a moment. Go to Roger Stone. He said it at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. I am sitting there in the coffee room working up here. And I don't watch his rallies often because I'm so busy. I just get clips later. But I said, you know, I was on Infowars.com. We had a live link to it. So let me watch it. I click it. I'm pouring a cup of coffee. And it's like I'm talking from Saturday's emergency show. Trump says they're fighting so hard to steal this damn thing. He explains, yeah, the numbers show we're going to win, but they're trying to overpower it. They're saying they're going to try to block it even if I win. They're going to dispute it. Raskin and all of them say they're not going to certify. They're calling for civil war conditions. They're saying they're going to have armed uprisings. Carville. And then when we talk about that, they go, oh, you're getting ready to lose. Oh, no. See, when they attack you for something, it's because they don't want you to say it because they know it's true. And they think you'll go, oh, I don't want to be discredited, so I'm not going to point out their theft. No, you get ahead of it. Not because they're going to get away with it. We're going to expose them. And boy, are they being exposed with the illegal aliens and all the vote flipping and all the crap right now. So if they even try this, which they're doing, it's going to blow up in their face. That's why we're exposing it and telling everybody, don't, even if you're in a red state and think you've got it, no, go vote. You're in a blue state, think you don't got it, go vote. Because only that can override the fraud. That takes an hour to explain, but they only have so many fraudulent votes baked in. They can only do so much, and then it's impossible in the statistics, so they can't do it. And top Democrat pollsters are admitting that all the numbers show Trump's going to win. And Rasmussen, Trump's going to win. That's why they're in panic mode right now. So everybody freaked out on me last night. And I called, by the way, after the show and talked to Roger. And said, oh, my God, you're saying don't go vote. You're saying we're beaten. I didn't say that. I said we need to admit they're doing it and admitting they're going to try to block it if he overwhelmingly wins and get ahead of this. And you have the headlines, Republicans preparing to reject U.S. election results if Trump loses, Warren strategist, AP Reuters, London Guardian. It's everywhere. So look, Trump won 2016 because it was a landslide that overpowered the fraud. Roger told me privately on the day before the election, he said, Trump's going to narrowly win. They're going to steal it. Don't tell people that. And this is in the past, so I don't go out of confidence. I've told you the story before. I got his permission. But he said, watch. This time he said, no, it's too big. He's barely going to win. But he's really going to win big. He's barely going to win if they don't kill him. Okay, I'm just telling you right now. And of course, Rogers basically said that on air, so I'm not giving out, you know, secrets here. But he's a really smart political. That's why they tried to put him in prison and hate his ass. They want him off the game board. That's why they threw Bannon in prison. They threw Owen in prison, and they're trying to put me in prison. This is a war, people. So I'm going to play this clip of Trump and then go right to Roger Stone with the balance of the hour. But now everybody's apologizing to me. I don't care if you're mad at me or you apologize, listeners. I just want you to know that I'm in this game hard for 30-plus years. I've got a pretty good brain. I talk to the people I trust. I'm trying to tell you what I really think is happening. And now everybody's like, oh, my God, Trump said exactly what you said. Well, yeah, just because we don't want him to try to steal it again, and it's horrible, of course they're trying to steal. They tried to kill him. They've had all the fake cases, the criminal crap, the lies, the hoaxes, the impeachments, the Russiagate. My God, people, of course, they're cornered rats. So we're going to tell you the truth. The evidence is everywhere, but I don't think they're going to get it because this landslide, Roger said, Trump's going to win 2016. He said he's going to barely win. They're going to steal it. 2020, he said, no, it's bigger landslide than ever, but it won't look like it. And she's like, so don't tell people that, they won't vote. Well, we're so close now, it's all out there, okay? So this is game time, ladies and gentlemen. And don't be violent. I know you already know that. They're going to stage stuff and blame us. We got to get ahead of that. We are. You got to share the live feed of this once it's archived tonight. You got to share it like your lives depend on it. This is an existential threat. Your entire future hangs in the balance. My future hangs in the balance. Me and Roger talk privately. We're not worried about it. We're like X-Wing fighters going to the Death Star. But let me tell you, if you think they came after us last time, you think it's been hell last time, I got everything in my ass and my family and my dick on the line, okay? So this is not a freaking game. This isn't a Netflix show. This is The Sopranos, people acting tough. This is it. And it's time for Americans to put their guts and their brains and their blood and their very will on the line and to pray to God to frustrate the plans of the enemy. But God helps those who help themselves, and then to get out there and get others to vote and to be observers and to be peaceful and to focus and to pray for Trump. Now, here's Trump. You got to see the whole damn rally. I've got like 30-minute clips of this where he goes even more. It sounds like my show 12 hours before at AJN Live, okay? Because I know what I'm talking about. This is crystal clear what they're doing. Here's the clip. We'll go to Roger Stone.
This country is finished. And I say it loud and clear. Everything we've been fighting for so hard to achieve for the past 9 years all comes down to the next 2 days. Think of it. We've worked in this for 9 years. And we got a phony press. We got a lot of crooked people out there. We're fighting like a son of a gun. We're fighting. They are fighting so hard to steal this damn thing. Look at what's going on. Look at what's going on in your state. Every day, they're talking about extending hours and stuff. What? Who ever heard of this stuff? We should have one-day voting and paper ballots. Then I just heard that a couple of states may go an extra 12 days. How the hell do you have an election? You know, they spend all of this money on these damn machines and paper ballots. You'd have the answer by 9 o'clock tonight. It's a damn shame. And I'm the only one that talks about it because everyone's afraid to damn talk about it. And then they accuse you of being a conspiracy theorist. He's a conspiracy. And they want to lock you up. They want to put you in jail. The ones that should be locked up are the ones that cheat on these horrible elections that we go through in our country. And I don't know what's going to happen, but for future elections, I won't be even a part of it. But you ought to damn well go to paper ballots. You ought to go to voter ID. And you ought to have the election over by 9 o'clock. I'm hearing now they're going to take weeks. Can you imagine? They spend all this money on machines. And they're going to say, we may take an extra 12 days to determine. And what do you think happens during that 12 days? What do you think happens? These elections have to be decided by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock on Tuesday night. Bunch of crooked people. These are crooked people.
We are unseating the globalist coup. StoneZone.com, former chief political advisor and longtime confidant and former political prisoner, Roger Stone, joins us. Roger, give us the download on Trump there and then all the latest that's unfolding in your projections, my friend.
You know, Alex, it's funny. I'm fighting a cold. It's a cold I think I picked up in Madison Square Garden, shaking hands with so many great patriots. I went down to the drugstore to get some Sudafed. You know what? I had to show them a photo ID to buy cold medicine. Now, if you need a photo ID to buy cold medicine, why wouldn't they require a photo ID to vote? Makes no sense at all. The president's absolutely right. If France can count 38 million paper ballots in one day and get a count by the end of the day, why can't we do it with a computerized system? So I was glad to see you have my good friend Pat Byrne on. Pat's a good man. He's a patriot. I have to admit, everything Pat has ever told me turned out to be accurate. He has a number of sources that I don't have. He's a very learned guy. He's a good man. He's very helpful to my family and I when my wife had cancer. I was glad to see that you had him on. Look, I think we're looking at a very, very close election. And there are a number of factors here that are yet to play out. I find it shocking to learn today that the Pentagon announced that they didn't have the resources to send absentee ballots to active duty military personnel. This is the first time this has ever happened in the history of the country. Now, I don't need to tell you, Alex, that the men and women currently in the service, whether serving in this country, but not at home, obviously, or serving abroad, vote when they vote. They vote overwhelmingly for Donald Trump. But this is shocking. This and it's willful. There is no question about it. Without that military vote, it makes it much, much easier for them to steal. Now, what active duty soldiers need to know is whether you're in Georgia or North Carolina, Virginia, Nevada, Michigan, Wisconsin, you can go to a polling place, the closest polling place to the base where you are stationed, and you are entitled to vote. That is federal law. So the fact that you haven't gotten an absentee ballot in the mail should not dissuade you from voting. And the numbers here are astronomical. I mean, that could mean, just looking at this here, in Georgia, there's 120,000 men and women in Fort Benning. In North Carolina, there's 127,000, another 80,000 in Camp Lejeune. In Nevada, at Nellis Air Force Base, there's 30,000 men and women serving this country. In Virginia, there's 180,000 in multiple bases. In Michigan, another 6,000. In Wisconsin, a number 4,000. Those people need to vote. They didn't get an absentee ballot. This is purposeful. It's disgraceful is what it is. It's purposeful. But they can go to the closest polling place to wherever their base is, and they are entitled to cast a vote. That is the federal law.
And Roger, it's all over the news. Oh, sorry, they didn't give ballots to the service people. Sorry, for the first time ever. I mean, I've been covering elections 30 years. You've been covering them 50, working on so many. I've never seen anything like this, but I've never seen the amount of vote flipping confirmed all over the country from always Republican to Democrat. The data keys in all these different states being handed over. They're admitting illegals are voting in all these states. Federal judges are saying they can, other than the Supreme Court slapping down Virginia. I mean, it's just wild, and that's why the president, who's getting more data than even you and I, is saying, man, they're trying like hell to steal this thing.
Well, and you see our Justice Department fighting in Virginia, fighting in Texas, fighting in Michigan to keep people who are clearly ineligible to vote in this election on the voting rolls. What could possibly be their reasoning? The reason they give is it's too close to the election to remove them. Well, if they're unqualified, whether it's the day before the election or 3 weeks before the election, they're either unqualified or they're not unqualified. It's hard
and
to
Roger, let's stop right there. We know state and federal law. You know better than I, and I've looked at the Michigan law, the Georgia, all of it. The voting officials are able to look at a ballot and make the determination. This Chinese student who voted illegally, they said he's been arrested, but his vote will count. So suddenly they can't remove. They admit the 500,000 people they admit that aren't even voters that are on the Michigan rolls that you and Trump and others exposed 4 years ago. They denied it. Now they just admit it's real and say it stays there. And then you've got Nevada and the Supreme Court saying 3 days after, unpostmarked ballots will be counted. I mean, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, they look for any advantage. I think the good news is that the Republican National Committee and the Trump campaign are a much, much better, firmer footing here. They're much better prepared than they were. We've seen them go into court as they just did in Georgia, for example, as they did in Pennsylvania. The Democrats panicked in Pennsylvania when the lines in the Republican precincts in Bucks County specifically, but also in other counties, were incredibly long. And the early voting was supposed to continue until 5 p.m. Eastern. They literally cut it off at 1:45, claiming that the process was too grueling. That was their excuse. It was too grueling and difficult. Immediately, the Republican National Committee, under the leadership of Chairman Whatley and Laura Trump, went into court and got those early voting hours extended. Just one good example. That wouldn't have happened in 2020. So we are much better prepared than we were 4 years ago. We've been in both federal and state court. When I say we, I speak of we as Republicans. I think we're much, much better prepared not only to combat irregularities and pinpoint anomalies, but also additionally, all of the early data, forget all this disinformation online about disproportionate number of women voting and that's panicked the Trump people. That's all nonsense. That's disinformation. All of the early voting data that we're looking at out of every state is extremely encouraging, which means that the entire effort by patriots like Cliff Maloney and Scott Pressler and the great folks over at Turning Point USA, who have put in enormous hours on the ground. It's a grind. It really is a grind. They've done a phenomenal job in these states of, first of all, registering pro-Trump voters who weren't registering, and then making sure those who did apply for a mail-in ballot not only received it, filled it out, but either mailed it in or that they went and delivered it. So we have the best grassroots on the ground operation any presidential candidate has had in the history of the country. And I'm a veteran of 13 national presidential campaigns. This is the best organized effort I have ever seen. Well, there's no such thing as a perfect campaign, but we are light years ahead of where we were in 2020. And it's showing. Where is it showing? It's showing in these early voting numbers. That's a very good leading indicator.
All right, Roger. That's all very important. We've got another 30-something minutes with you coming up. We're still 3-4 minutes out from break. But just big picture. Trump comes out, says they're trying like hell to steal it, points it all out. We see unprecedented fraud, all this other clear blocking of the civil rights and rights of our troops. I mean, it's all going on. They're totally desperate. Raskin's saying they're not going to certify. They're saying civil war conditions. He's all over TV saying that, that Trump's trying to steal it. Looking at that, what do you expect them to do? I don't think we'll have a winner that night. They're already saying battlegrounds are not going to accept that. So what's the enemy strategy? Let's start talking about that, and then how do we respond?
I'm happy to address that. I think there's a couple things. First of all, that Department of Defense directive, which for the first time ever gives the military the authority to use lethal force on Americans, is very chilling. The Pentagon actually tried to deny that they had put it out, but it's there in black and white. You covered it. I covered it. Everyone covered it. Their constant insistence that Trump's supporters will become violent. No, we won't. We renounce violence. A long piece of Substack right now. Violence is not the answer. That's a trap. That's a false flag trap to give them some excuse to crush the entire movement. So people need to keep their heads, because the solution is never violence.
And that's true, but we know they're obviously, with their history of all the stage stuff like the Whitmer kidnapping and J6, they're going to provide it.
Yes, perhaps, but it's very hard to war game these things, because you have to see what actually happens on Election Day. You also need to see the outcome of the races for the House and the Senate. That's why I agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. I saw her on yesterday. And she said, look, I know this makes some people puke, but you have to go in there and vote not only for the president, but if you have a rhino in Congress who you don't particularly like, you have to vote for them, because if the Democrats get control of the House, as Jamie Raskin has already announced, they will refuse to certify Trump's election. Now, they said that that was a seditious crime, which they accused Donald Trump of in 2020. But now Raskin is proposing to do it himself. So I guess he is confessing to a potentially seditious crime. That's what it sounds like to me.
All right, we're going to break in a moment. I know you've got a lot of intel. What else are we going to hit when you come back?
I want to talk about the importance of the RFK, Tulsi Gabbard, Trump alliance, and the fact that the courts have kept RFK on the ballot in Wisconsin and Michigan, two absolutely crucial states. The same Democrat Party that was fighting to get him off the ballot has now fought to get him on the ballot. Let's talk about the implications of that.
More naked election interference by the panicked, collapsing, pathetic deep state. And we'll cover the polls showing Trump victory. Stay with us. They're coming after everybody. They're coming after Trump. They're coming after Kennedy. We need your support, and you don't even come here and do this.
Alex, first of all, I want to thank you. Give to Alex Jones. I don't want this guy to have to be, like, wearing a symbol, and we're all going to say, you know, the truth teller formerly known as Alex Jones. Let's not let that happen.
But, oh, they're trying to make an example out of me. I'm not that important, but I've become a rallying point. I've become like a Roman standard they want to capture. Explain that.
Look, I mean, if we don't have the freedom of speech, if you don't have the First Amendment, if, you know, media, which is, look, it never said only newspapers or the media. It was anyone that wants to challenge government, anyone that's willing to, you know, put the feet to the fire of corporate interests of your government, that is supposed to be free.
Electronic soapbox.
In the end, if you lose, Alex, we all lose. We will all lose the ability to do tough stories, to take risks, to plant flags where we think there's an issue. Sometimes we'll get it wrong. I said before, you do a daily show, it's impossible to nail that to the wall. I do a weekly show, I spend more time vetting it. They're two different animals. They can't be compared to each other.
They also take stuff out of context and exaggerate.
Absolutely, that's true. You know, one of the things that makes you so spectacular, Alex, is long before any of us were here, you were starting to talk about this deep state. You were talking about this, you know, a government that was supposed to be of, for, and by the people, that was being robbed from us by corporate interests, by special interests, by globalists, long before anybody else ever did. And to imagine you sitting here in this moment, we are in that impactful moment. And in many ways, not enough people are listening to you. And I want to say that, you know, I think the vaccine, and we've talked about this before, that was the tip of the spear of the final death blow, which was, if we can inject you and own your bodies and own the bodies of your children and pass laws that say that, you know, because of vaccinations, we've decided that we own your children. We make your decision.
That's a revolutionary takeover.
It was a revolutionary takeover. And so people like me got alarmed by that, and we joined forces with people like you that have been really talking about it for a long time. But I would say that we are at the very last stage. I was just speaking publicly, and this woman said, if things don't happen that fast, Dale, you're being really dramatic. I don't think this election matters that much. I was like, that's because you're looking at this over the last year or maybe 2 years. There's people like Bobby that's been fighting the corporate establishment for 40 years as a lawyer, that watched his father when he was 13 years old be killed for exactly this battle.
And his uncle.
This fight, and his uncle when he was 10 years old. So depending on what window you look at this, we're really at the end stage of a takeover and destruction of the one thing that stands in the way of globalist thinking, which is the Constitution of the United States of America.
They're doing all these lawsuits trying to take my name. People say they can't do that. Well, I got to defend those. We're going to win. We're already winning. The judge shut them down last week. That took high-powered lawyers and that, you know, 50 grand right there to have those briefs ready, okay? This is total war. We make it easy. Great supplements, great t-shirts, great everything. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP member. You get $40 free a month. For $30, you make $10 on that. It reminds you to go back to the store. Incredible supplements, the ultimate CMOS, superfood. It's all there at the Alex Jones Store, thealexjonesstore.com. My dad's great supplement company, drjonesnaturals.com. That's how we're funding this operation. Separate from InfoWars, you go there, you get t-shirts, you get ball caps, you spread the word, you meet like-minded people, you're a walking billboard for freedom, it's a great adventure, and you know you're funding our operation. We need funds, and I'll go on the offense and just hope the money comes in, but we're going on the offense. We caught them, we got the documents, I told you I'll sue the CIA and FBI. Get ready, first steps start this week, and the enemy already knows, so but I need money to do it. And look, I don't even think about my life or any of that. That doesn't matter. I'm on this mission. I love it. This is great. But I need funds to fight a war. TheAlexJonesStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. Those are the coordinates of the resistance. It's all there, and it's great products at great prices, highest quality, and it funds the fight against the New World Order that's coming down on us with both damn feet. But at least we're in the fight, and we're starting to win.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone's about to break down a lot of other critical intel for everybody. And coming up in about 30 minutes, Naomi Wolf is going to be hosting the third hour. I'll kick it off with her. Chase Geyser will be there, whether to kind of bring her in and out. Traffic Cop, and he'll host. Always a hard-hitting, fast-moving, a lot of clips and a lot of analysis. Sunday Night Live, he's doing 1 hour tonight. He'll be co-hosting with myself, Owen, Harrison Smith, and a bunch of other special guests like Roger Stone and others throughout tomorrow, throughout Tuesday, and it looks like it's going to get held up for a while, you know, during this epic moment that's we're trying to do the right thing for our children and stop World War III. So we're about to get into RFK Jr. And what's happening there and what a game changer he is, and now they're keeping him on the ballot to, again, try to steal the election. All election meddling, they've kept the troops from being able to vote, never before happened. I mean, this is just shocking. And they're not even hiding it. Yeah, illegals are voting. Yeah, the troops can't vote. The illegal aliens can vote. Except in Virginia, because the Supreme Court stopped that. But all the other federal judges, yeah, they can vote. Texas Secretary of State a month ago, yep, they can vote. We'll take their foreign IDs. We'll take non-citizen IDs. But veterans or service members, they can't vote. Active duty. I mean, think of that headline. You can't even come up with words bad enough for it. I mean, this is sensationally ridiculous. So this is the desperation of a corrupt bureaucracy, the deep state, that thinks they own us and that are doing all this horrible crap to us. They just dropped a new ad from the MAHA Alliance that Elon Musk is funding, doing a great job, with RFK Jr. about unity. Roger wanted to play it. I totally agree. I hadn't seen it yet, just saw it. Incredible. Here it is.
Moment. How will we be remembered? Look at the opportunities before us.
This election really isn't about the left versus the right. It's about we the people choosing our government and the choice between freedom versus tyranny.
Nobody has a chronic disease burden like we have. Why are we allowing this to happen to our children? Ultimately, the only thing that will save our country is if we choose to love our kids more than we hate each other.
What is going on here is deeper than politics. It is deeply spiritual. We are being called to rise above the hatred and the fear and the evil.
We need to remember above and beyond that we must love our neighbors, that we must treat other people as we hope to be treated.
You want to be a rebel? You want to be a hippie? You want to stick it to the man? Show up on your college campus and try calling yourself a conservative.
America is going to reach heights that it has never seen before. The future is going to be amazing!
Don't you want healthy children? Don't you want a president that's going to make America healthy again?
As a former Democrat, I will be a first-time Trump voter tonight.
The people dreamed this country, and it's the people who are making America great again.
Well, I'm going to post that out on Real Alex Jones, share it everywhere, or go find it right now, Maha Alliance, and get it out. Ladies and gentlemen, now is go hour, and here's the good news. I am so proud to be associated with President Trump, with Roger Stone, with Elon Musk, with Tucker Carlson, with all of you and this crew. And you look at our people, black, white, old, young, Hispanic, Asian, light in their eyes, loving, caring, anti-war, pro-freedom, pro-Second Amendment, pro-God, and just pro-truth. And what an alliance as evil just comes out in the open that's come together. And I don't see how they can steal this, how they get away with that. Tucker said in Madison Square Garden, but they're sure as hell trying. I just, like, you can't see how they could do it. But that evil never gives up. But they always ends up getting defeated. And I believe we're turning the corner right now. And it's going to be rough. And when he wins the presidency, they're going to try to block it. And once he's in, they're going to go crazy. But people are wise to them now. So we're in an incredibly historic moment. And I'm just glad to be on the good guys team and to be associated with all of you. And I just count on all of you to keep us on air, because I'm not Elon Musk or Trump. And they, you know, Trump's been through hell. I need your support to stay on air. In 9 days, good chance we'll be shut down. Well, we got backups, but it takes money. So we sell you great products, so you'll love them. TheAlexJonesStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com, and check out the great things that Roger's doing, StoneZone.com. We're all under attack because we're willing to take on the enemy. They think if they can shut down the pro-liberty people, that there'll be no leadership. But the leadership is swelling. People are engaging. People are getting off the fence, and it's a beautiful time to be alive. Roger Stone, what an amazing ad, and so truthful, so accurate. Everything out of Kamala's mouth's a big lie. And then with us, it's just it's very wholesome. I mean, this is something very historic, Roger.
That's really what I wanted to reflect on, Alex, because I think it all has to be put in a historical perspective. In 1980, Ronald Reagan, an outsider, came out from out of nowhere, totally underestimated by the Republican Washington-based establishment, grabbed control of the Republican Party and began reforming it into the party of working people. He made one major mistake. That was the selection of George H.W. Bush as vice president. That put in place the ultimate takeover of both major parties by a globalist neocon elite whose priorities are control and making huge profits from war. We have right now, pardon me, a historic opportunity to reset that balance. There's an entirely new coalition is emerging here, in which Dick Cheney and the McCains and Adam Kinzinger, and those who put a premium on war, pardon me, have endorsed Kamala Harris, who is the candidate of endless war. While Robert F. Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard and great Democrats like Rob Blagojevich have endorsed Donald Trump. This is a historic opportunity to change everything. This is not the old Republican Party. Pardon me. Not the party of Wall Street. Not the party of the wealthy. Not the party of the country clubs. This is the party of working people. This is the party of the common man. This is the party that will put America first. And this is the party that will make not only make us great again in terms of making us both strong and prosperous, but also make us healthy again. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to reclaim America. This time will never come again. I saw my friend Laura Loomer online today criticizing Robert Kennedy's campaign because they're still raising money. But I also got calls from friends in Michigan and Wisconsin who are friends of mine who were Kennedy supporters. Both said they got a phone call today from the Kennedy campaign urging them to vote for Donald Trump. So I think they are doing the right thing. I can't tell people how important this realignment, this unique opportunity for realignment is. We either succeed or we don't, which is why the Democrats who fought so hard to keep RFK off the ballot as a Democrat, then they fought to keep him off the ballot as an independent, then they fought to keep him on the ballot in Michigan and Wisconsin. It is disgraceful.
Well, I mean, I'm here listening to you and just thinking about 30 years on air, your 50 years in politics in this republic, and it's never been clear. I mean, the Democratic Party are like Chi-Com, foam at the mouth, crazy megalomaniac lunatics. You even try to list all their evil, everybody knows it. It's just ridiculous. It's fabulously corrupt and just so cartoonishly wicked that I just marvel at it. It's ridiculous. And they're just openly running around talking about civil war and murdering everybody and armed insurrection and while saying we're going to kill them with the military while they have the military authorized for civil war and killing citizens. But that would be such a scandal if anybody else did it. It should be. If Trump did it, I'd be against him. I mean, this is just crazy town. And I don't even know what to say at this point. And then not letting the troops vote for the first time in U.S. history and all the other crap. I mean, this is wild. And then World War III is on the ballot basically as a referendum. I mean, this is wild.
Well, Alex, I've never seen a presidential campaign, and I've been in 13 of them, where the campaign doesn't have any positive, uplifting, constructive message for the close. I mean, Trump has told you exactly what he's going to do. He's going to unleash our energy potential. We're going to drill, baby, drill. We're going to go back to being not only energy independent, but we're going to become the world's largest provider of energy around the world. That, he knows, is the keystone to unleashing the most robust economy we will ever have. He's going to get rid of the tax on tips, which helps working people enormously because tips are a gratuity. They're not for a service rendered. Should be taxed anyway. He's going to end the tax on Social Security. These are constructive, positive ideas to get the economy moving. Her closing message is, Donald Trump is Hitler, and anybody who supports him is a Nazi. That's it. That's her closing message, because she has no positive message for the country, no uplifting vision for where she wants to take us, other than her own admission. She said it, and Biden has said it, more of the same, the exact same policies that have brought us to where we are today. And these job numbers that they released, first of all, they're woefully less than were predicted. And frankly, they're probably wrong, too, because we've seen this pattern. They put the numbers out. They get the big headlines. Then 2 weeks later, they admit, well, we were wrong.
Well, wait,
I mean,
they already admitted the new job numbers were fake this week.
It doesn't take very long, does it? And most of the jobs they're creating are not even full-time jobs. They're part-time jobs. So they're running on empty. They're running on fear. You're also in this final stage of the campaign where they'll take anything that Trump says, anything that he says, and twist it. No, he did not say he wanted to put Liz Cheney in front of a firing squad. What he said was, maybe those who want to rush headlong into war wouldn't be so anxious to be at war if they were the ones who are on the front lines instead of sending our children. That was the essence of what he said.
And by the way, let me stop you. I made the point Thursday and Friday when this came out that this is the cliche of hippies to say, all you hawks and chicken hawks that love war so much, you should go face the guns of the enemy, not our men and women in uniform. And Bill Maher said the exact same thing Friday night. Here's a short clip.
What do you make of the statement? I woke up today to the headline that Trump had called for a firing squad for Liz Cheney. And this is what I really don't like about the media. No, he didn't.
He did not.
You don't have to move me to not like Donald. By the way, if Pete don't realize it, well, here's what he said. He's criticizing him for being a war hawk. Yeah. I mean, she is Dick Cheney's daughter. He said, she's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her. Okay. Let's see how she feels about it. You know, they're all war hawks when they're sitting in Washington in a nice building saying, oh, gee, will send tens of thousands of troops right into the mouth of the enemy. Now, of course, he expresses himself horribly. He has to add, she's a stupid person because he's
a
moron.
Trump knows what it's really like from Vietnam. Okay.
Just to be clear, this is exactly what hippies always said. This is exactly what Peace Dicks always said. This is Fortunate Son, the song. It's like, you know what? It's very easy to sit in your building and send young men to die, apropos of Ukraine.
Yes.
Because, I don't know, that war doesn't look like it's going in the right direction.
Not at all. No.
But just so, you know, just don't lie to me. I don't like Donald Trump. Don't lie to me and tell me he wants it in front of a firing squad. He was saying something that, by the way, if it came out of the mouth, some of it, not the stupid part, again, sounds like what hippies used to say about
Bill,
not sending people to, yes?
I agree with you on the lying. I mean, that is ridiculous and absurd and counterproductive.
What's crazy is Jamie Raskin is one of the top globalists. His dad's a famous communist. Raskin came out and attacked Trump and went along with the lie that he said killed Cheney, and now he's up there saying it's ridiculous. That guy's a total fraud. And by the way, he's one of the main brains, isn't he, Roger? He's one of the guys planning all this crap, isn't he?
Well, first of all, his wife, of course, was an NSA official. She's the one who illegally unmasked General Flynn and others. She's now a federal judge, of course. She and the congressman inadvertently failed to report millions of dollars of stock gains that they made during their federal service. He's also the same guy who defamed me regarding January 6th, which I have nothing to do with anything that transpired at the Capitol. He said otherwise, but produced no evidence because there's no evidence to produce. I see this other canard coming out. So they're saying Trump is going to prematurely declare victory. We have to be prepared for that. And this has some historical context. I did say most definitely on a video 4 years ago that if it's up in the air, if it's undecided, but Trump is ahead, that he should declare victory. This is, of course, consistent with what Secretary of State James A. Baker told George W. Bush in 2000. It's what Ambassador Joseph Kennedy told his son,
it's
John.
Standard American political procedure.
Exactly. But here's what I did not say. I did not say if Trump loses, he should declare victory. That's not what I said. Go back and look at the tape. But that's what they claim you said because they twist everything you say.
Well, listen, right now, Raskin, as you know, is saying they're not going to certify. They're going to block it. It's going to go on forever. They're going to have civil war conditions. They're not, and all the other surrogates are. And then he says Trump's not going to accept it and it's going to steal it. And so he said on Bill Maher, we've got to get out with our lawyers and stop him from stealing it. Translation, they're going to try to use their lawyers to steal it, as you predicted.
Yeah, so this whole thing is them trying to blunt the fact that it's quite likely we may see that Donald Trump is going to win on Tuesday night. That's why we have this prolonged process. Yeah, it disturbs me when the Secretary of State of Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania jointly say before the voting is over that it's going to take us many days to determine who the winners are. How could we know that? I mean, this is a computerized system. As I said at the beginning, if France can count 38 million paper ballots in one day, the French, who can't do much, why can't we do it here in the United States?
Roger, I'm sure you know this, but Naomi Wolf pointed out to me a week ago, I looked it up, it's true, I think it's the 16th, but she's on next hour, I'll ask her again. Jamie Raskin, a month ago, set up a big symposium in D.C. about an election undecided in chaos for a week and a half after the election. So they're saying that's their plan. So finish on that. Then I want to put the cart before the horse, but we're so close. Now we got to talk about it. Let's say Trump wins Tuesday night decisively or a few days after. It's such a landslide they can't overpower it. All these polls are now saying, and I'll show you that in a moment. I'm sure you obviously know, but the listeners. What about when the 76 days of him president-elect, when they're promising uprisings and trying to block him, then in the time we have left, let's speak to that after you finish your other point.
Well, look, again, I think there's a couple of important things. First and foremost, everybody needs to vote. Too big to rig is not just a slogan. You make it much more difficult for them to actually execute any of these shenanigans with an overwhelming vote. And the polling indicates the votes are out there. So even in states that are thought to be safe, like Florida is thought to be in the Trump column. Trump won here pretty solidly in 2020. But there are two constitutional amendments on the ballot, Amendment 3, Amendment 4. One is the legalization of cannabis, which I'm actually supporting. So is President Trump, many libertarians. But there's an abortion amendment on the ballot here. These are designed to bring out more Democrat voters and so on. So if you live in Florida, don't sit back and say, oh, Trump's got this in the bag. I don't need to vote. I tell people, go through your cell phone, go through your list of contacts. Every single person watching InfoWars right now knows five people who would vote for Trump, but for one reason or another weren't planning to, or don't think it's important, or don't think it's close, or think it's going to be a landslide. Do not think that. This is going to be skin tight, in my opinion.
All right. Let's look at these polls here. I want to ask you about that. Head pollster Rasmussen predicts Trump landslide. Trump pollster predicts Trump landslide sweeping battleground states. Polymarket has got him way ahead. Liberal data analyst Nat Silber says Trump favored to win, accuses pollsters of putting finger on the scale to make elections seem closer. That's out. Democrats drafting impeachment articles in anticipation of his election. So they're already preparing for a defeat. And I think, you know, the confidence game that Patrick Byrd, which I believe got from inside of Harris, inside an actual meeting 2 days ago, saying, don't worry, we're going to win. That's just them with a rearguard action telling their troops, oh, no, we're going to win, just so they keep operating and believe that, kind of like Hillary was doing in 2016. What do you think?
Well, it could be, or it could be that they have some massive fraud prepared. But just like they, I was criticized when I said, look, in Michigan, when they used the Detroit police to remove the Republican observers, they locked the doors and they continue counting. It's crucial that the Republicans know how to reach the federal duty judge on duty that night to file an emergency motion. Oh, Stone says judges are going to fix the election. That's not what I said. But no one even knew how to reach a judge. None of the Republican lawyers knew what to do in that instance. This year, we are much better prepared. There is a legal procedure. This election could get decided in the courts. That's if there's a dispute, that's where it must be decided. But this time, we're much, much better prepared to do that. So I think we had a free, fair, and totally honest election. Trump would win not by a landslide, but a comfortable margin, because we're not going to have that, but we're going to have something much closer to it. I think Trump is on a victory trajectory. The polling shows you that. If you look at voters' perceptions of the two candidates and their ability to handle the most important issues, inflation, war, gas prices, food prices, and so on, they overwhelmingly pick Trump. I saw the same thing with Ronald Reagan in the closing days of the 1980 campaign. I feel pretty good. If everybody does their job, I believe that 45 will follow. Another great New Yorker, Grover Cleveland, the only president to serve, then lose a disputed reelection and come back to win again. Trump, a New Yorker, is about to pull out the hat trick, I believe.
Roger, 90 seconds left. Other key intel.
You know, at this point, Alex, I think that the president is working as hard as humanly possible. You could see anybody would be tired. The man's energy is incredible. I mean, talking to people on the plane, I say, how's he doing? They said, you just wouldn't believe it. The guy is just, he is really fired up. He's tired, but he's feeling good. He is superhuman, man. He is the man of steel. He really is. I'm proud to be for him. And I'm proud for the fact that he could have just ridden off into the sunset and played at the most beautiful golf courses in the country and played with his grandchildren and had a great life. This has cost him billions of dollars. It has sheared off half the people in the country who now hate him because they've been fed lies about him by the fake news media. He really is a great patriot. He's not doing it for himself, folks. He's doing it for us. He's doing it because he loves the country. That's why I'm proud to be for him. And Alex, I'm proud to be with you tonight. I apologize for coughing my way through this. I got a nasty cold.
Hey, I know you're working your ass off. StoneZone.com. Roger is amazing. Everybody follow him and all his great programs, what he does. Roger, we'll be talking to you election night. We'll be talking to you just everywhere as this all unfolds. Thank you so much, my friend. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to start the third hour, and Naomi Wolf's going to be co-hosting. I'm going to hand the baton to her. And then Chase Geyser is going to be riding shotgun, you know, kind of just the training wheels in case there's any problems with her video connection. He'll be here with her, and he's hosting in the fourth hour, loaded for bear with tons of clips and the data boil down. It is some of the best information we put out is the great Chase Geyser show. We've got 2 hours coming up right now at Real Alex Jones, at InfoWars, at AJN Live. That's the Alex Jones network that's backed up. All of that. Coming up next hour, InfoWars.com/show, radio stations everywhere. Be sure and join us. And remember, I'm fighting the globalist, and I need money to fight them. And it came out in the New York Times. Alex Jones doesn't have all this money. He has meager assets. Yeah, it was all a lie. They knew that. So you wouldn't support me so they could try to shut us down. But the truth's there. If you'll just go get great T-shirts and great supplements and great products at our sponsor that's separate from InfoWars that will continue on, the AlexJonesStore.com, CMOS, incredible superfood, Ultimate CMOS, all the other great supplements that are there right now, something just as good as Vital Mineral Fusion, that's excellent, by the way, is the new Hydra Force that's got the electrolytes on top of the vitamins and minerals, pre-workout, post-workout, just great for everybody, old, young, you name it. It's all there, the AlexJonesStore.com, incredible T-shirts, hoodies, hats, everything at the AlexJonesStore.com. And my dad's great supplement company with so many amazing supplements like Next Level Financial Energy, the fluoride-free special toothpaste with the nano silver colloidal and all of it in there. It's Super Blue. That's all at drjonesnaturals.com. That will keep us on the air as well. drjonesnaturals.com. We'll be right back with hour number 3 and 4. Naomi Wolf, straight ahead.
Therapists in the U.S. say they are seeing increasing numbers of patients with what they call Donald Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Trump derangement syndrome is clinically real.
It doesn't merely affect individuals, but entire political parties, rendering them unrecognizable.
1 minute, they're perfectly normal. The next, rabid.
The veneer of civilization is evaporating quickly. Families and culture are collapsing. And godless leftists are behaving just like zombies of modern lore.
You can't trust your mother.
Get the hell out of here!
Get the f*** out of here!
Your best friend.
I get that camera out of my face.
The neighbor next door.
Psychologist Dr. Stuart Bassman says for his clients, it started the morning after the election.
Doctors are seeing patients suffering from Trump anxiety disorder.
A number of people are manifesting what I would call post-traumatic stress disorder.
An overpowering fear that President Trump represents the end of the world.
Pray it doesn't happen to you.
Land on the dead!
Rabid.
White males.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.